Penguin Random House Audio presents Mrs. Roosevelt's Confidant, a Maggie Hope Mystery by Susan Elia McNeil. Read for you by Susan Duoden.
Southern Negro Speaks. I reckon they must have forgotten about me when I hear them say they're gonna save democracy. Funny thing about white folks wanting to go and fight way over in Europe for freedom and light. When right here in Alabama, Lord have mercy on me. They declare I'm a fifth columnist if I say the word free. Jim Crow all around me. Don't have the right to vote. Let's leave our neighbor's eye alone and look after our own moat. 'Cause I sure don't understand what the meaning can be when folks talk about freedom and Jim Crow me. Langston Hughes, 1941.
Prologue.
Franklin! Eleanor Roosevelt demanded in high-pitched, warbling tones just short of dulcet. Why didn't you tell me Winston Churchill's coming to the White House?
It was morning, and she opened the door of the president's bedroom without knocking. She stood next to the presidential flag, hands on hips, glaring. She was a slim, tall, middle-aged woman who seemed constantly in motion, except for rare moments such as this. Her thick grey hair was pulled into a low chignon. She was already dressed for the day, wearing a simple suit and low-heeled shoes. A triple strand of pearls encircled her neck. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, armed with newspapers, mail and messages, was taking breakfast in his narrow white hospital bed. The room